Severe weather due to climate change is becoming more and more common in Vermont, across the country, and around the globe. And more of us are looking to reduce our carbon footprints and become part of the solution. There's a new neighborhood in South Burlington, Vermont that does this. It's a first for Vermont, and it seamlessly brings together the clean technology that makes green living simple, while also ensuring homeowners will stay powered up through severe weather. Sounds cool, right? Today on Good Energy Now, we're talking about Hillside East at O'Brien Farms and how this all-electric, fully storm-resilient neighborhood is a game-changer. Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen Carlson, and I'm here with Tiana Smith.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Tiana. Now, you lead electrification and sustainability at Green Mountain Power.
I do. I have a really cool job.
And part of your cool job is working on this neighborhood. And I'm so glad you're here to talk about this because this neighborhood in South Burlington is under construction and folks are really into it. It's all electric, no fossil fuel infrastructure, and fully storm resilient. Now, first, the partnership is with O'Brien Brothers. They're the land developers for this neighborhood. What is it going to be like for folks living there?
It's going to be amazing. You get to move into a neighborhood that is fully electric, fully off fossil fuels, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. You get to go into these homes and know that no matter what's going on outside, what's going on with the weather, you're always, always going to have power.
Isn't that kind of a nice feeling, huh?
Yeah, I think it's an amazing feeling.
So one of the things that's exciting about this project is we're starting here, but we're going to expand it rapidly. And there's a resiliency package piece of it. What is a resiliency package?
Right. So a resiliency package is something that our customers get in this neighborhood, and we're going to do this throughout the rest of the state. It really is a home battery backup system that also has solar attached to it. So if you lose power, then you've got the battery backup in your home that's keeping your house powered up, and then the solar is regenerating that battery every day.
I like that. Regeneration, reuse, reduce. It's all the good R's, right?
Yes.
So the other thing that's exciting about this neighborhood is it is a microgrid. And folks will probably remember we have talked about microgrids on Good Energy Now. But why is that backup layer, sort of like a nice sort of extra layer of frosting on the cake, so important for this neighborhood?
Well, microgrids are amazing. And in this particular case, this is something that's going to help the larger grid so it can turn off from the grid. It can contribute to the grid. It can just ensure that this neighborhood of 155 homes stays powered up no matter what might be going on sort of downstream from the neighborhood.
So these homes are super popular.
Yes. Yes.
For a lot of reasons. You've talked to a lot of the folks buying these homes. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing lots of different things. They feel really good getting into these homes, knowing that they're reducing their carbon footprint to zero, and also knowing that what they're doing in that neighborhood is helping all of the customers and all of Vermont. So it's just great. It's a huge sense of community there at Hillside East, but also the broader sense of community in all of Vermont and just knowing how it helps. People are just really, really excited about it.
I love seeing you light up. I sit next to Tiana, and we do talk a lot about work and all this stuff. But this, we get a little distracted sometimes, but I love seeing you light up when you take a call from a customer and just hearing their excitement about this project. And what makes it so cool, we talked about this being a first for Vermont. It is all electric. So all electric heating, cooling, there's going to be what's called span panels, there's going to be EV chargers. Explain to folks what that technology means and how it comes together in these homes.
What I love so much about this, I was just talking to a potential buyer yesterday about this. We have tested these technologies. We have been doing a lot of these programs for a really long time, and now we're packaging it all in together in a neighborhood that has no fossil fuel infrastructure. Everything inside that home is all electric, which means they're completely off of fossil fuels. I think the best part about this is we may be talking to other customers that are piecing this together or they're on sort of a longer term plan to make sure that they're completely off of carbon. You're walking into this home and on day one, you are off of fossil fuels.
And it's simple.
It's so simple.
I think sometimes people think this has to be complicated. And so we're starting here.
Yes.
We're going to bring them. I know you're having a lot of exciting conversations about more rolling out of this in central and southern Vermont in particular. And when we talk about being electric, our power supply is 100% carbon free on an annual basis and 78% renewable. And we're going to be 100% renewable by 2030. So when folks use that electricity to heat, to cook, to drive, it's all clean.
It's all clean. And I love this about Vermont, too, because I think you hear a lot about the grid and the potential of the grid and what the grid is able to do and why everyone should electrify. We're doing it in Vermont. We're doing it in Vermont. And so because of our commitment to 100% renewables by 2030, because of that 100% carbon-free aspect of our power, it's happening today. So when you make the choice to electrify, when you make the choice to get into a neighborhood like this, you're right away, just your impact on the world is just so much less than in a house that's heated by fossil fuels.
You are part of the solution, and I can see you light up about it.
Yeah.
And O'Brien Brothers has been our true partner in all of this, coming forward to us, wanting to make this neighborhood fully resilient, fully clean. I know you like to talk to them over there, but they're fun, huh?
Oh, my gosh. They're great. We're just packaging it all together, but it's been really good to kind of see how the development community and the building community is stepping out, and they also want to be part of the solution and partner on that.
Very cool first for Vermont, a great example of collaboration. Homeowners really a part of the solution as Vermont sees more severe weather due to climate change. Tiana, thank you.
Thanks, Kristen.
No, thank you. And you can check out details about the resilient neighborhood on our website, greenmountainpower.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.